It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
What? Taylor Swift?
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked. He's walking out the door. And there's pickle juice all over the floor.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And earlier today, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was doing his weekly radio interview down on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He's been doing that for years. I feel like we've had different times we've kind of gone to it in the past.
Well, he usually has like a nice like folksy thing that he says, circumcising a mosquito, things like that.
I ain't got time to jack with you today.
Exactly.
Like he's got a lot of little sayings.
He's a good listen, an entertaining listen.
Even if get your damn act together.
Even if his team hasn't won in forever, like, it's entertaining, you know?
So right now,
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
There it is. Thank you. So after Sunday's loss, they are now 3-3. They are 0-3 in Dallas. And that, they didn't just lose. They got embarrassed by the Detroit Lions 47-9.
Yeah.
Lions are throwing to linemen. They're doing hook and ladders to linemen. They got like linemen eligibles. They're just
lined up out wide as
everything
wide receivers.
Everything possible they had.
Yeah, they've been demoted to the Shooketh tier on a tier Tuesday.
They are Jones
and Keefe. Yeah.
Their 3 wins this year are against Cleveland, New York, and Pittsburgh. Those counts.
Not great. Pittsburgh's 4-2, but about to change their quarterback. Yeah, not great.
So, yeah, it hasn't been great. And so 3-3 and kind of a little bit of a mess. So here's Jerry Jones this morning. Again, an interview that he does weekly, and he's been doing it for years. Here's how
guys ask, have you actually, I've read a couple of these. Have you actually heard it?
I've not.
I've not actually heard it either.
I've read the clips.
Okay, good.
The quotes.
I'm excited.
So, yeah, this will be news to me as well.
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Obviously, they just started asking about, like, you know, how'd they get to where they're at. Kind of like what we're talking about with the Patriots, but just sort of like, you know, the offseason and the spending and, like, the whole thing. Like, where are we at here with this team? And he's He's kind of already a little angry, right?
Yeah,
a little upset,
a little ornery. Ornery is a good Jerry Jones word.
Ornery. Jerry Jones would be the face of ornery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm not, and I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Interesting. So now he's taking a different approach where he's calling out the interviewers. We're not doing their job properly.
Yeah, yeah. Our listeners.
He's on once a week.
And that's not your job.
No.
Okay.
So he doesn't like that. Don't ask me about the team.
don't make me go over the moves that I made.
Look,
don't you dare ask me about my moves.
I know the moves I made. Don't throw those back in my face when they don't work out.
I don't want to go over these right now.
Right. And again, you know, we ran into this with Bill Belichick where it's like, you know, sometimes you ask Bill questions like this and you get a little prickly, and it's like, well, at least Bill's won quite a bit recently. It's been a while since they've won there in Dallas.
Oh, that is very true.
Yeah.
Well, my job is to ask
why. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions,
Ooh. Wow. So basically just calling out. No, we know a lot
he was
of
about
owners.
To say that yeah. my job was X, Y, and Z, and Jerry says, no, I'll get somebody else to ask
I'll get somebody
questions.
Else to do it.
Huh.
A lot of billionaires are quite powerful, you would imagine.
Oh,
sure. They could probably get people hired and fired, that kind of thing.
Although they aren't
quite so out front about it. It'd be more like next week you find out that this co-host has been let go and there's a new face in there. But he's just straight up telling the guy to his face, like, no, I'll get somebody else to do your job.
Owners have been known to exert their influence, for sure.
Because, yeah. You know, that must be a real tough interview most weeks if he's the guy that, like, is paying for him to be there.
Yeah.
But he's going to swap him out.
Okay.
I don't think the questions after you lose 47-9 are really that unfair.
Seems like a valid time to. And again, you haven't won a Super Bowl since 1995.
Yeah.
And you don't really spend the way a lot of other teams spend.
You got to kick and scream to sign your own guys.
Salary cap when you don't turn around and you aren't competitive. I mean, it sounds like a lot of the same issues here, quite frankly, although.
Sure.
I'd much rather Dallas's roster than this one.
Yeah, but I'd
rather sounds like
Patriots,
a lot of similar issues.
The Patriots last 10 years overall
have
been better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, my job is to ask
why. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you can laugh it off all you want,
but
like you guys aren't going to be employed here.
No, that
which is insane.
That's a nervous laugh where like he's doing the calculus in his head.
Yeah, he's like, wait.
In the middle of the interview, like,
can he do this?
I
probably can do this.
I got a wife and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Seriously, there's a little overlap there.
Let me get that laugh again. That's the laugh of like, oh, man, I better evaluate this in real time.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are. Or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
So, listen, is he insinuating that every owner is a genius?
That seems to be the implication.
There are plenty that have proven over the time.
Mark Davis,
genius.
Absolute genius. Yep. Dave Tepper?
Tepper, genius.
Genius.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
Guy really knows what he's doing. When
Woody
football.
Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Place
is loaded with him.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
Well,
yeah,
kind of how it works.
Yeah, the team's
that's
3-3.
The name of the game.
You got smoked. This is not the week.
Right.
This is not the week for all the things you've done right. You lost 47-9 or whatever
Dak
it was.
Prescott in the fourth round.
Great.
You're 3-3.
I just got blitzed by the Lions. It really isn't that different than what Bill used to do. Like, Bill used to come on and, like, snort into microphones and...
But he wouldn't threaten to your face that he's going to get you fired.
Not to your face.
Well,
I feel like there was the implication. But, he would go and... People would talk about his Rob Gronkowski move from, like, a decade ago or how he drafted Brady. It's like, I get all that. How's that relevant to right now?
Oh, yeah. Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia aren't like, so we drafted Mac Jones and Cole Strange and Nikhil Harry and Isaiah Wynn
traditionally
because of
what they bring up.
No.
Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning.
Guy's not having it.
I broke the fourth wall.
He's not happy. So there you go. There's Jerry Jones.
Jerry.
Oh, we're on the same side, right, Jerry?
Oh, my God. How's my contract written?
Jerry? I mean, it's embarrassing, though. You know, so now every time you listen to that, going forward, those guys either aren't going to be there, which is insane, or they are going to be there.
And you'll know why, yeah.
And they're going to be like, Jerry, like, I just... You guys don't have Micah Parsons. Like, what chance do you have? But like, yeah. That was a great pick. When you picked Micah Parsons, that was so good.
Jerry, can we? This week we wanted to go over all the things you did. Timing notwithstanding, we wanted to go over all the things you've done right during your time as owner.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
That whole thing from Jerry Jones.
It's breaking. I think he's broken now.
It sounds like, I think we were talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
It does sound like, you know, your grandfather at the Thanksgiving table when he's backed into a corner and he's like, I've been on this planet longer than anybody else around here.
Touche.
Don't think you're going to lecture me about X, Y, and Z. That is what it's, just an angry old man. Backed into a corner, who obviously
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding.
Earlier in the season, wasn't he?
I will write you out of the will.
You are done.
I am not kidding.
Wasn't he like, you try and find somebody that can build a better team than I can?
Yes.
Okay, but I found like a lot of other guys that can build a better team.
It's like 15, 20, maybe.
Just an angry old man writing people out of the will is what he's threatening to do. I mean, that is you know.
That's intense.
Grandpa Thanksgiving is what it is. And so he knows he's wrong. I mean, obviously he knows he's wrong. And you don't have the patience when you're 82, Keith. Mm-hmm.
82.
Coming up, probably big birthday week.
82 years young, probably had a bash.
I'm sure he's a little extra cranky, a little extra ornery. And so, you know, you have a big weekend like that. You're 82 years old. You have the patience to argue with people anymore.
Disappointed about that. I'm particularly disappointed for our fans. Dak will be out for a little while.
And this was so, 2 years ago.
We'll be dealing with that as well. So this was a really tough night for the Cowboys, but and a really surprising night. But, of course, really add to it right there at the end to lose him for several weeks. We'll see more about how many weeks that may be.
He's the only owner,
several
I think.
Several weeks he was bashing his foot into the ground.
He was smashing his foot. It was disgusting. He's the only owner that does like post-game press conferences. Like, he was just a part of the game.
Yeah.
He's like breaking it down. Yeah, that Dak Prescott injury is one of the craziest things I've ever seen in the NFL.
Oh, it was insane. What would you rather have, though? Would you rather have, I'm not talking about running your football operation, but from a media standpoint, would you rather have him available but like threatening people's jobs like Jerry Jones or just kind of out of sight, out of mind like Robert Kraft these days? I know he just did the Breakfast Club interview.
True.
That's like a hand-picked interview. That's not facing the media every week.
I think as long as I was in a position where he couldn't fire me, I think I'd rather him be the outgoing, like, out there all the time.
Yeah, you don't want to be the...
I don't want him to then be like, oh, I didn't like your question. You're done.
You're out.
Oh, no. Then I'll take the guy that just goes away and hides, and I don't have to say anything about
and
him.
And I don't mean to say that. I mean, look, this is a
that's a great question, man.
This is a hand-picked friendly interview that he does every week, obviously.
Yeah.
We thought. It's
maybe
supposed
not.
To be.
Maybe not.
But he does do those scrums after the game. At least he used to until recently,
yeah,
like every week. And so that is facing the media.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So there you go. Kiefer Madness today. Really effectively.
Jerry Jones.
It was a scheduled Kiefer Madness, but
yeah.
It was an emergency that we had to get in today.
We had to.
Based on the newsiness of Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.